If we add to this change in what is expected, severe time constraints, 2, 3, 4 hours, sounds like a long time, doesn't it? Well, it will seem to fly when your brain is crammed and buzzing with legal knowledge, and you've got 4 or 5 confusing fact patterns to sort out. If we add to the change in what's expected, severe time constraints, we begin to understand why results in law school exams are wildly unpredictable. We really don't know which students are going to do well. Of course, when you get to law school, you'll think you know. Early in the first term, one of the games students play is to figure out who in the class is likely to do well. Who are the legal eagles? 2 weeks into term, you've been impressed by the responses of certain classmates. You know, the student who, when called upon, says, "I'm glad you called on me, Professor. I found this case rather fascinating. I think the majority made some cogent points, to wit the following. However, I like the concurring opinion of Justice so-and-so. You may recall she wrote the lead opinion in the predecessor case of such-and-such. We were discussing it last week. One can discern a continuum in the development of the law between that case and this, if I may elaborate." This description usually provokes a burst of knowing laughter in the live program. 2 weeks into law school, we've all been impressed with the responses of certain classmates. And when you hear such an impressive response, a couple of unfortunate things happen. You think, "Gee, I thought I was prepared for class. I thought I really knew this case. But I can't do that." And at that moment, you buy into the mythology prevalent in every law school. There are some students who have the right stuff, an innate, almost mystical lawyering aptitude. You think, "That student has the right stuff." And simultaneously, you're thinking, "I guess I don't." At that moment, you may resign yourself to second-class citizenship in the law school, because you're thinking, "If that student represents an A, I must be working for a B or C." Does that person who so impressed you get an A after all? It's hard to know. There's a lot less chatter after the first set of grades. Students hunker down. Many have gotten their first C ever. The majority have managed no A's, not a single one, even at Harvard. Law students rarely discuss grades. Moreover, across the board, almost without exception in law school, and certainly on the bar, grading is anonymous. Not that professors can't figure out who you are if they want to, of course they can, but so many law professors have been sued for alleged discrimination or impropriety in grading that they don't want to know who you are. They'll instruct, "Don't put your name on the exam booklet. Put your social security number or some such anonymous indicator." So it's hard to know who got what grade. But there are always enterprising students who take the time to match names, faces, grades, social security numbers. And you know what? 9 times out of 10, the person who impresses in class doesn't get an A. She gets a B, even a C. Who gets the A? Often it's a surprise. When the professor finds out who made law review, typically the top 5 to 10% of the class, who's going to be my research assistant? It's likely someone who sat in the back and never responded. Or if she did, it was altogether unremarkable. The professor's thinking, "I'm sure that person sleeps in my class." Of course, professors, like students, have their notions of who the sharp legal minds are. Seeing such a student in the hall the following semester, not knowing who got what grade, the professor may ask, "How'd you like my little exam, Jennifer? Piece of cake for someone with your ability." And Jennifer replies with embarrassment, "B minus, sir?" "Oh, I'm very surprised," the professor exclaims, and he thinks, must not have the right stuff after all. Such is the legitimacy accorded law school exams, and such is the wild unpredictability of exam results. Someone asks to borrow your notes at the end of the semester. You've never seen that person. They never went to class. They get a higher grade than you. Happens all the time in law school. Here's a class where you were totally prepared, almost eager for the exam. You get a B or a C. Another class, you hated it. You never went. The night before the exam, you finally get around to memorizing 3 principles of law. You're never confused during the exam because you don't know enough law to be confused. You just hammer away at the 3 principles, and sometimes you get lucky. What you discuss is just what the professor is looking for. The comments come back, "Very in-depth, very insightful, excellent effort." You get an unexpectedly high grade. We can't distinguish the top 10 to 30% of any law school class from the next 30 to 40% on any objective criterion: hours in the library, LSAT score, college GPA. So what's going on?